Track 9, and now we're back to news stories. Outdoor gym revamp set to start this year. Plans to replace the ageing outdoor gym at Millmarsh Park, Bobby Tracy, are progressing with construction expected to start later this year. Members of the Town Council's Recreation, Parks and Property Committee heard that, after due diligence and competitive tendering, a preferred supplier had been identified for the £60,000 scheme. A new location close to the skate park had also been selected. Other sites had been considered, including one next to the new children's play park, but national guidelines recommend against that on the basis of safety. Another consideration was to keep much of the park available for large events, such as the annual craft fair and community picnics. Mayor, Councillor Sheila Brooke, told the meeting that the current location, close to the River Bovey and along the trees, was less than ideal owing to potential damage to tree roots and erosion caused by people moving from one piece of equipment to the other. Some people had also expressed concerns that the site was somewhat remote from the rest of the park. The new training area will boast a continuous rubberized surface, and users will be able to download a free app to assist with their fitness regime. There will also be organized community health events provided by the supplier at no extra cost to the council or taxpayers. The old site will be restored to grassland. With the outdoor gym being given a new lease of life and the Ray Valley Park Trail passing through the park, Bovey is establishing itself as a destination for walkers, cyclists and all those keen to pursue healthy outdoor pursuits. And don't forget, we've also our wonderful community-operated seasonal open-air swimming pool just up the road, and we thank the association for their efforts in keeping that available to all.
Duo tackle Himalayas to raise funds for West Bank. Two intrepid fundraisers face a mountain of a challenge in their bid to support an Exminster charity. The ambitious fundraiser will see John Powell and Andy Green head off to the Himalayas, hiking to Everest Base Camp, then onwards and upwards to Island Peak, an ascent of over 6,000 metres. John, director of Unicare Devon, which provides domiciliary care across Teignbridge, and Andy Green of One Touch Health, a software provider supporting social care teams, are taking on the epic challenge in aid of West Bank Health and Wellbeing Charity. They are funding the entire trip themselves, so every penny donated goes straight to West Bank. John explained Unicare Devon is dedicated to supporting family carers in the Teignbridge area, and that's what has inspired us to take on this fundraiser, a fantastic Exminster-based charity that does vital work across the whole of our county. West Bank's Devon Carers Service currently provides practical and emotional support to 34,000 unpaid adult carers, and West Bank's Devon Young Carers support several thousand carers under 18. By making a donation, you'll be helping us to help them. This is only my second attempt at a full-scale mountain, said Andy. The highest I've climbed before is only 4,200 metres. On a pass 3 years ago before becoming unwell with altitude sickness. So it will be quite a challenge for me. However, the preparation I've done with an altitude simulator has been a great help and will hopefully get me to the top. John and Andy will be setting off tomorrow and returning on Tuesday, November the 4th. One extra item they will be packing with their kit is a flag emblazoned with West Bank's logo to place on the summit when they complete their challenge.
Residents urged to shape new wildlife recovery strategy. There is still time for Devon residents to help shape a new strategy aimed at reversing the decline in wildlife and restoring the county's natural environment. The draft Devon Local Nature Recovery Strategy, the LNRS, sets out a bold and collaborative plan to protect and enhance nature across Devon, Plymouth and Torbay. Developed by Devon County Council in partnership with the Devon Local Nature Partnership, district councils, other local authorities and communities and voluntary groups, the strategy is open for public consultation until the 5th of November. England is split into 48 LNRS areas, and the responsible authority for Devon is Devon County Council, who are tasked with preparing and publishing the strategy. The LNRS identifies key priorities and actions to support nature's recovery, from restoring habitats and species to improving urban green spaces and building resilience to climate change. It also highlights opportunities for collaboration, funding and decision-making across sectors. Councillor Jackie Hodgson, Cabinet Member for Climate Change and Biodiversity, said, "Nature recovery isn't just about conservation. It's about creating a healthier, more resilient Devon for everyone. We need local insight, ambition and action to make this strategy truly meaningful and deliver opportunities for our precious wildlife to recover, thrive and flourish that supports well-being for all. The strategy is designed to reflect the needs and values of Devon's diverse communities. Whether you're a farmer, landowner, developer, business owner, wildlife enthusiast or resident, your views will help shape how nature is protected and restored in the years ahead."
Pair rely on Robin for World Record Trip. A podcaster from Newton Abbott has teamed up with a Canadian photojournalist hoping to break a world record and help children in Africa along the way. Ollie Jenks, 34, and Seth Scott, 31, have set themselves the challenge of driving what is thought to be the last Reliant Robin van to roll up the production line along the length of the continent of Africa. The possibly harebrained scheme aims to see the pair become the first to navigate a three-wheeled vehicle from Morocco in North Africa through 20 countries and finish in South Africa. They hope their trip will become a viral sensation. Ollie said, "It sounds crazy, but we have been accepted for the Guinness World Record attempt to take this iconic piece of British engineering with its 850cc engine all the way from Devon to Cape Town." Ollie and Seth first met in 2018 on another adventure, the Mongol Rally, when they drove budget cars from Devon to Mongolia and back. Ollie explained, "7 years later, we reconciled for another off-the-beaten adventure. Ever the butt of the joke in the motoring world, we wanted to give this vehicle a chance to prove itself in the most unlikely of environments, hence this bizarre world record attempt." As well as attempting to achieve a world record, the duo are also visiting African schools along the way. They have teamed up with Somerset charity, School in a Bag, and want to hand deliver the bags to as many schools on their route as they possibly can.